From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced today that meat and milk from cloned animals is safe to consume. The FDA says food from clones is no different from what we're already eating. In a moment, more on the FDA's decision. First, though, what some people at grocery stores around the country have to say.
I don't really understand why the food from a cloned animal would be bad to eat.
I don't feel like it's correct. I wouldn't want to buy meat if I knew it was through cloning. You don't know what the long-term effects can be of that whole process, so I wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
It's funny, we were just talking about this, me and my wife, and her comment was, we are not buying food that comes from a cloned animal. Somehow in her mind, in a weird way, it sounds a little grotesque.
It doesn't seem moral or ethical, any of that, practical, any of that stuff to me, you know, so I guess that's all I got to say about it.
That was Ray Hubley of New York City, Kim Heredia and Mark Montesinos of Chicago, and Vance Gary of Washington, D.C. Now NPR's Dan Charles has the details of the FDA's decision and reaction from some of the people it affects.
Today's announcement was good news for Karen Schaff in Barron, Wisconsin. Some years ago, the Schaffs had a cow named Black Rose.
And she was a really good cow. She's kind of what we call one of those once-in-a-lifetime cows that seems to put it all together.
In 1997, Karen Schaff and her husband Bob heard that scientists had created a genetic copy of a sheep, a clone named Dolly. And their thoughts turned to their prize cow.
We knew Black Rose was at some time going to leave us, you know, and you just look for that opportunity, and almost really it felt like a responsibility to be able to somehow continue working with this line of genetics.
The Schaffs contacted a newly founded cloning company, Viagen, in Austin, Texas, and now they own a clone of Black Rose. But the Schaffs don't sell the milk from their clone. There's no law against it, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration asked them not to. The FDA wanted to examine whether it was safe. Today, the agency announced it is. Randall Lutter is the FDA's deputy commissioner for policy.
The meat and milk from cattle, swine, and goat clones are as safe to eat as the food we eat every day.
Lutter said FDA scientists looked at the chemical makeup of the milk and meat. They monitored the health of cloned animals, and they're convinced food from clones is exactly the same as what consumers are eating already. So the FDA won't require labels on food from clones. In fact, Lutter says it can't.
We lack authority to mandate labels of food as being from clones because we find that there's no scientific difference.
Still, FDA officials today made a distinction between cloned animals and their offspring. The offspring can now be treated like normal farm animals. But the FDA wants livestock producers to continue keeping milk and meat from the actual clones off the market from now. The reason is many people, including important trading partners, want nothing to do with animal cloning. And the reasons go way beyond food safety. Margaret Mellon, a biotech critic from the Union of Concerned Scientists, says cloning harms some animals. Many clones don't survive. Some are born abnormally large, which can injure their surrogate mothers.
Finally, there is this really big issue that animal cloning is a stepping stone to human cloning.
Mellon says she thinks all animal cloning should stop until there's been a chance for more people to debate the need for this technology and also its risks. The cloning company Viagen, though, is looking forward to a surge of orders. The company's Leah Wilkinson says when people come to them inquiring about making a clone, the first question has been whether the FDA will declare clones safe.
So we are happy today that we will be able to answer those questions with an affirmative confirmation of safety.
Congress, though, may also weigh in. The Senate has already voted, asking the FDA not to approve foods from cloned animals until there's been more study. But that legislation hasn't yet passed the full Congress. It's also still not clear whether consumers will accept this technology and let food with a clone in its family tree onto the dinner table. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read highlights from the FDA's report at npr.org.